Health and environment advocates called it the biggest air quality bill of the year. But they didn't get the opportunity to voice their concerns Tuesday to lawmakers who approved changes to the state's building code. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Clean air advocates wanted to tell lawmakers on the House Business and Labor Committee why the current bill on building code revisions will end up costing consumers more in terms of money and worse air quality. But the advocates didn't get one of the five spots allowed for testifying against the bill. Ashley Sotishik of Heal, Utah, was disappointed the clean air community's voice wasn't heard.
Buildings comprise about 40% of the smog that we saw very vividly last week. If we continue to have inefficient buildings, it's going to set us back for decades. We need to get ahead of that curve and build more efficient buildings, not less.
Lawmakers heard from all four supporters who asked to speak, including the head of the Utah Home Builders Association. But dozens of opponents were turned away, and opponents who did testify came from the business community, including the State Building Code Commission. Republican Representative Brad Wilson of Kaysville is a bill sponsor and president of Destination Homes.
I think we've come about as close as we're going to get, even though there's some that are still a little unhappy with this.
Wilson said he's building a new home for his family that includes many of the recommendations that clean air advocates want. But he says consumers ought to be able to choose the features they prefer without the added cost of complying with stricter building codes. Clean air advocates say requiring homes and businesses to be built cleaner now will mean dramatically less pollution as Utah grows. Judy Faze, KUER News.